Oh, good morning, everyone. Here it is, a new day. And think about this in the wonderful book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Has anybody read that book? What an amazing book. It certainly changed my life. And the first scroll has, "Today I begin a new life." Well, think about that. We're all beginning a new life, or we can. And oh, this year, we're beginning a new year. And one of my favorite thoughts is the best way to predict the future is to create it. And we've all heard that opening of A Tale of Two Cities, where it talks about these were the best of times, these were the worst of times. And you could look at today, right now, the world as a study of contrast. There's challenges, but there's also tremendous opportunities. And one of the big things, I think, is there's a lot of people, I think this is the era of influence, the information age, and there's just all these people actively trying to rent space in your head for free. And we're involved in a company that we talk a lot about selectivity. We've got this amazing, amazing product that sifts through everything and lets you keep all the good, but takes all the bad stuff out of your body. And everybody needs this. But we also need to be really selective as far as what we allow into our minds. We do become what we think about, and we should guide and direct our own thoughts deliberately and purposefully. And one of my very favorite ideas that was presented to me so many years ago that has served me so well, and it's true, is that where you will be in 5 years depends on the books you read, the people you associate with, the things that you listen to, the things that you watch. So we do become what we think about, and we can direct our lives by directing our thinking. Ah, what a wonderful thing. And so, wow, here we are in this opportunity where we encourage people to read and study, and we're associating with good people. Jim Rohn talks about this idea that we're the average of the five people we associate most with. And so when we look at the Avini Club, the team, being involved with great people, doing work that really matters, and teaching each other, I think one of the greatest shortcuts to success is having a mentor. And, oh, my goodness, that's a big thing about this era. Also, is there's all of these personal coaches and people that help us, and they can be tremendous value, but a lot of times it costs a whole lot of money. But then again, the best investment you will probably ever make is in yourself. But think about, we've got some of the very best people, and it's just a phone call away. The training from really good people is ongoing, and it's for free. All it is, just pick up the phone, get involved with these calls that we do every single day. And what a way to start your day is with good thoughts and reassurance that we are on the right track. And so here we are in, I believe, the most exciting times there are. If we choose that, it can be really challenging, but wherever there's challenges, there's opportunity. And one of the great battlefronts out there is this idea of just being healthy. Wow, that's one of the most important things that we can have is our health. And we have things that can offer people to, well, we've all heard this phrase, healthy, wealthy, and wise. We've got a company that helps cover that. Avini really is, I would say, an advanced and an accelerated course of personal development. Now, not all knowledge is equal. I think some of the most valuable knowledge is human relations. And I would like to reflect back on a book that I can highly recommend to all of you. And this is a book that was published when I was 6 years old, 1956, but it's still available and it's timeless. It's one of my very favorite books, and it's got this interesting title, How to Have Confidence and Power in Dealing with People by Les Giblin. And you can look that up online, and I recommend you get that book. Well, one of the great influencers in talking about confidence and power, I remember this story of John Maxwell, who's devoted his life to learning how to influence. And of course, we all have influence, and we're all influenced by other people. And hopefully, not only is learning to be influential, but learning to use it in a good way. That's the most important thing, is do the right thing. But he talks about going into a fast food restaurant, and he wanted a drink, but all the stuff with there was just soda pop that he didn't want with sugar. And so we went up to one of the clerks who was new at the counter, and he says, "Can I just get a cup of ice?" And she looked on the register, and she's starting to get confused because a cup of ice is not on the register. And she says, "Oh, I don't think I can do that." And he smiled at her very confidently, and he says, "Yes, you can." And looking at her, and she looked back at him, and she says, "Okay." And she went and got a cup of ice. So I think that's just having confidence and charisma. They're a lot the same thing. But let me go into this book a little bit and share something that I think is such an amazing idea. And it's all so obvious. Okay, opens up to chapter one. It says, all of us want two things out of life, success and happiness. Well, we're all different. Your idea of success may be different from mine. But there is one big factor which all of us must learn to deal with if we want to be successful or happy. And the big factor is the same whether you're a lawyer, doctor, businessman, salesman, parent, housewife, or whatnot. The one common denominator to all success and happiness is other people. And they've done lots of scientific studies, all sorts of things, and just practical idea that you're just learning how to get along with other people. Well, he says that it's probably 85% all the way down for the road of success in business, occupation, profession, but it's probably 99% of the way down the road to personal happiness. And here's some thoughts just about work. They did a study with 4,000 persons who lost their jobs. Only 10% or 400 of those lost their job because they couldn't do the work, but none lost out because they had not developed the personality for successfully dealing with other people. And you've probably heard ideas like that, that even professions that have a lot of technical prowess that are needed to do the work well, there's really no correlation between your advancement, what you're paid, and your ability to do the job, but there's a direct proportion to your advancement in just likability. And now here's the thing involved in what we're doing. I think one of the most important values that we can think about is this idea that we all need each other. Business is people. Everything. Life is people. Again, just reiterating what that talked about, we're all looking for success and happiness. We want fulfillment. We need each other. Now, here's the idea right here that we've all heard. Zig Ziglar talks about this, that you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And Zig goes on with this. I think this is such a powerful thing. He says, I have used this statement for nearly 50 years as a foundational truth, and never is the concept more accurate than managing yourself and others. But he goes on, and he says that this is not a gimmick. He says, I'm talking about a principle and not a tactic. As a tactic, the words would be crass and ineffective. But as a principle, the concept works because it makes others want your leadership. And Amir Gannat, he says it really well. He says, if you want something from someone, the thing you want to get from them should never be more important to you than that person. And if you treat people the way you want to be treated, it pretty much it always works that way. And here's the thing, when you improve your ability to influence, you just become more happy, more valuable, more successful. And Zig goes on another quote that I love. He says, you will quickly discover that there's no sense of satisfaction or joy that equals that of bringing others along and developing them to the degree that they are as capable as you, so that they too can move into management. You can never be but one, but when you reproduce your abilities in others, your effectiveness multiplies. Wow. And corporate America looks to you as someone to watch and promote to higher levels. Well, that's certainly the way it is in Avini. The difference between a silver and a diamond, it's just more of the same thing. Learning how to find customers that need this product and teaching other people how to do the same thing, become distributors and teach them to find distributors, which is so fun to do, all powered by just our ability to become attractive and get people interested in taking a look at this. And all of it makes so much sense. But the reality is everybody needs what we have, and nobody has it yet. That's the funnest and most wonderful idea right there. And how do we do that? Well, going back to the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, this is a big thing right here. One of my very favorite ideas right here is the scroll that begins this way. I will greet this day with love in my heart. Wow. And that's the greatest power there is. When you look at any single idea that would define deity, our Father in Heaven, it would be love. That would be the chief characteristic of the Lord. When you really think about it, that's the great commandment, is love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's everything right there. And that's so powerful. And again, it's not a gimmick. It's real. You really do love other people. I think this is one of the most important things, is just learn to love other people. And so here's this wonderful scroll that says, I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. And it talks about, goes on, you know, my reasoning in encountering other people. They might distrust my apparel, disapprove my face, whatever. But yet my love will melt all hearts, likened to the sun whose rays soften the coldest days. Further on, I love this part right here. It talks about, I will greet this day with love in my heart. Now think about this right here. What if you do this? And how will I confront each whom I meet? In only one way. In silence and to myself, I will address him and say, I love you. Though spoken in silence, these words will shine in my eyes and wrinkle my brow, bring a smile to my lips and echo in my voice. And his heart will be opened. And who is there who can say, wow, just when they feel love? Just that idea right there. And zealously inspect all things which enter my body, my mind, my soul, and my heart. Wow. And just to be pure in heart. And so it ends this way. Henceforth will I love all mankind. From this moment, all hate is let from my veins, for I have not time to hate, only time to love. From this moment, I take the first step required to become a man among men. With love, I will increase my sales and become a great salesman. Well, yeah, if you really have something that's worthwhile and good, it is providing service. So back, if I have no other qualities, I can succeed with love alone. Without it, I will fail, though I possess all the knowledge and skills of the world. And so I will greet this day with love, and I will succeed. Going to another favorite book that I like, it's got this interesting title of Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, this Richard Brook. Really like that guy. We were in the same town for some years. He's gone off to Hawaii, but he lived in Coeur d'Alene for quite a while. But the opening page, this is a fun thought right here. Okay, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. First thing it talks about, you can't motivate other people. This is a great debate that goes back and forth. Can you really motivate other people? He says it really well. He says, nothing can be further from the truth. In fact, the highest paid professionals on the planet get paid to motivate other people. It is a high art, starting with motivating ourselves. If I were to ask you what you would love to do tomorrow if you had 3 magic wishes, well, think about that right now. What would you love to do tomorrow if you had 3 magic wishes? If that was true, and going on with Richard, he says, your conversation with yourself would change. Your mind movie would change. Your body chemistry would change as you simply answer the question. Painting a beautiful vision of what you want as though it was actually happening. And, I just love this idea that you can inspire others to action. In fact, if you really think about it, that's the everyman story. All the books, all the movies, all the really good ones is the hero has a challenge, and then somewhere along the way, he finds a mentor. It's been said that probably our greatest desire is to find someone that will motivate us and mentor us to help us realize the potential inside us that we know is there but is not being acted upon. And that's one of the most important things. And that's what I love about Avini, is it really is a being on a mission, not just a career, but a calling, something wonderful that you can just be all excited about. And then there's mentors that you can plug into. And that's just the awesome thing. And you can change when that happens. Wow. It said that people want to change their lives, but they don't want to change. They don't want to change their lives. But motivation. And so going a little further into that book, I'm going to read something else that he talks about, because he used to work at a chicken plant. And there's you've probably noticed in your own life experience that not all jobs are created equal. And I've always thought, well, what would be the best job? What would be the ultimate job, and how would you even measure that? And I've always thought in my mind, okay, what's the worst job? What would be that? And I would imagine maybe working at a chicken processing plant. In fact, I just got to go along with this. I met somebody once that was just a meat person, a butcher, and he would go to your farm, butcher your cow for you. And I just was talking to him, and we got chatting, and I got kind of enthused about this thought about terrible jobs. And I says, you really like this? And he says, well, not really. And I thought, in studying contrast, I said, it doesn't sound very fun at all, but tell me, probably some days are even worse than others. And what's the worst day you've ever had at work? And he talked about having this cow strung up, hanging from a branch of a big tree, and he was working on it. And something happened where he cut into the stomach, and all the contents just happened. It was positioned so it all came down his bib overalls on the inside. And just stick it. And so he ran over and got a hose and was turned that on and was hosing that off of him down his bib overalls. But I just think, yeah, that doesn't sound really fun at all. But on the other side, I think, wow, right now at this moment, I've got my favorite job I've ever had in my life. And I'm working on just getting my A game so that I'm not just got this amazing opportunity that I'm just going to dabble with, that why not take this and run as fast as you can and get really, really good. And so let's go with what Richard Brook did when he heard about this powerful idea of network marketing. And so when you change, everything will change for you. And that's one of the biggest changes you can make, is your work, actively doing that. And so Richard said it so well. When you get involved with this, you're changing your environment. And so he said, here's what happened. I changed. I changed who I hung out with. I changed what I read, what I watched, what I listened to. I changed my opinions about the world, about myself. I changed what I said to myself. I changed the chemistry of my body. I changed how I felt. I changed my attitude and my altitude. I changed what I believed. I changed my habits. I even changed what I love to do. And as a result, I changed my skills. It wasn't easy, but it was just as simple as the decisions I'd made early on. I just decided to be different and to do different things. And then I kept deciding those new decisions over and over and over again until they caught hold. And then all I did was hold on. Did this sensing. Wow. Change is possible for all of us. You may have heard lots of cliches about how we cannot change who we are, but just ask yourself, if you've changed, what events or insights in your life have changed what you believe and how you act? Think about the people who have come and gone in your life. Think about other events. Think about joyous events, tragic events. Think about the wisdom you've gained. Have you changed? If you have, you can change even more. I suggest that if it is on purpose and by design, you can change more in the next year than you have in your whole life. And wow, that's the thing I love about this, is when you change, everything will change for you. And Are you ready for some changes? I'm looking at what we've done so far. This coming May, Vini's going to be 2 years old. Some of us have been right from the beginning. Some are just getting involved. If you're new, it's been glorious. We had a shakedown cruise, and it was very successful. Everything was proven, and everything is in place to do just amazing things. And so I would say right now, this moment, this would be a time where you just say, today is a new day, and I'm changing. I'm going to be different. I'm going to raise my game. I'm going to do everything I can, and you can do it. You really can. Oh, my goodness. Going back to this idea of influence and people renting headspace, a lot of those people don't have your best interests. They actually want to tell you not just what to buy, but who to be afraid of, who to hate, just all kinds of weird things out there. Get out of that stuff. Here's a quote that I wrote down, and I think about this. As we move deeper into the 21st century, the number one skill for you to acquire is learning to control your attention. Ward off distraction at every turn and stay focused on what's really important to you. Train your mind like a muscle. When multitasking is the norm, your brain quickly adapts and you lose the ability to focus as distraction becomes a habit. Wow, we've trained our brains to be unfocused. And the mind, just like a muscle, we can train it and we can make it stronger. And so willpower that needs to be trained, needs to be maintained, all of these things about Vini, it can be learned. And just a thing to end with, this idea that I just really love, Viktor Frankl, he says, work and love essentially comprise the essence of mortality. Wow. And Vini, we combine that. Our work is our love is our work. And also, when we love what we do, we can do lots of it. and genuinely, we can develop this skill of influence and use it for a tremendous good. I just love the playing field that Vini provides for us. We can be on the field and everybody can win. And we can get really, really good at this. And everybody can win. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And I challenge all of you, raise your game. Think about all the things that are out there, the opportunities. Could there be anything else where you could have a bigger influence and a greater impact on an individual? And then where we teach people how to find three really good people, teach them how to find three really good people, have this multiplying effect, making new friends, building strong relationships, and all of us are winning, and everybody's getting healthier, getting more excited. We could be a tremendous force for good out there and spread the hope and love and health, wealth, and happiness. So let's go do this. Take purposeful action every day, and you'll get more and more excited about it. Right at first, I think, oh, this is scary. It's hard. That first phone call, you make a few, though, and that which we persist in doing, it gets easier. Because the nature of the task, it stays about the same, but our ability increases, and then momentum, and then it becomes a habit. Wow. A Vini is a good habit. So let's do it. Thank you, and much love to all of you.